Another question, yeah.
Is it, I know it's our general practice, it's chanting the holy name.
Yes.
For getting full prem, yeah, and understand. And understand a question about Siddhadeha, something about this practice. If you chant pure holy name, pure holy name, you can understand everything. You get everything.
Why not?
But it's another also way. It's Siddhadeha meditation, Siddha Pranalaya. In which stage devotee? We can say it's enough for just chanting. We can say it's enough chanting having holy name, just chant holy name, pure, and meditate. But this in Radhakund everywhere. Other and one more method, some or other, including when you get Siddhadeha, meditate some for some.
Everything.
And the question is. The goal, of course, is eternal loving service of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. And to serve them because they have divine spiritual bodies, then all their servants have also divine spiritual bodies. Siddha Sarup is what Rupa Goswami calls it, the form of perfection. And also, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says Siddha Deha. Yeah. And just like, for example, in Bhaktivinoda Samrita Sindhu, he says, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi. So there he's talking about the Siddha Rup. So he usually says Siddha Rup or Siddha Sarup. But not Rupa Goswami doesn't use the term Siddha Deha himself. But Krishna's Kaviraj does. That's there. But everyone knows what we're talking about. So the jivas, those sadhaka jivas, they have their spiritual body there in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, as one of the expansions of the Lord, waiting for them to attain it. And the way of attaining it and entering that is generally it's a rather esoteric practice in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. It's pretty much the tradition that the guru reveals to the disciple his Siddhadeha as a working model to meditate on. And so he has to meditate, but he also chants. He has to chant at least 1 lakh a day. He's supposed to. Ananta Das Bhava is one of the biggest gurus here, very famous. If you ask him, if you go as a disciple and say, would you, in addition to the meditations you've given me and the instructions, would it be good for me to chant a lakh a day? And he'll 100% he'll say definitely yes. This is the standard. Prior to the modern age, or let's say today, 30 years ago, any Babaji that would give any one Siddha Pranali would generally ask them to chant a lakh a day. Even if they were grihasthas, because they initiate many grihasthas, he would say it'd be best if you can chant, but you're a grihastha. If you're just Haridas. So the grihasthas were a little more involved, so they would relax that requirement. The guru would relax for them. But someone who's just a single guy or a single lady living in Vrindavan, like many of us, whatever, Babaji, Sannyasi, bachelor, whatever. We're not chanting 64 rounds, but we want Siddhadeha.
it's some condition
It's a requirement previously. It's not written in Shastras as a requirement. Uh-huh. No, don't misunderstand. Mm-hmm. But that was because meditation is not possible without a pure and peaceful mind. Mm-hmm. The goal is meditation, but how do you get there? The goal is to win the weightlifting championship. Can I just walk in and win? Well, no, I'll probably have to train. And what am I lifting now? I'm lifting, this much. Well, what's the world record? It's this much, so I better, So the same thing is there. We have to train. But basically it comes down like that. The guru guides the disciple, and it's a whole cooperative presentation. The guru presents his Siddhadeya and his own guru's Siddhadeya. And it's a very much a personal introduction to a particular group of servitors of Radha and Krishna. This particular chief Sakhi, Yudeshwari is called, chief Sakhi, and this group, this chief Manjari, and this is the group. You know, to give some clear focus and identity of the whole picture, who you'll be serving with, what is your service, it gives a sense of abhiman or identity, mental and physical, transcendental, metaphysical identity and identification. This is me. Now, that's the advantage of taking pranali from a guru. But then, that person who has received from guru and pranali, his main service is still chanting Hare Krishna. His main bhajan is still chanting Hare Krishna. Unless he's sufficiently pure enough to just meditate all day on Leela and do seva in his Manjari Sroop, which is very, very rare and difficult. And then, that's if he's totally absorbed in that. And then the second stage from that is that one is meditating on Leela doing seva in a Manjari Sroop, but he's also chanting along with his meditation, japa, maybe silently. Yes, so he has all that Leelas are in his memory banks, they're with him. So then the next step down is someone who has and is occasionally remembering and occasionally trying to remember Leela, meditate. Because the rest of the time he's just too passionate or too active or too distracted. So then he has chants japa and tries to hear the holy name and tries to meditate on the meaning of the holy name or the form of Radha and Krishna. And various meditations are recommended by our acharyas to go with the chanting. Now, if someone wants to... Hare Bol, Ban Karo? Is someone the... Rather, let's say... That would have been the traditional way in the Gaudiya Sampradaya since 15th century, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. Mm-hmm. And just in the 20th century, which means 1900 to 1999, that's called 20th century. This is the way they calculate, by the way. Don't ask about it. This is the 21st century, from year 2000 to 99. Mm-hmm. Although it's only 200, but that's the way that they say. So then, and that was in the early 20th century, you know, say 1940s or whatever Gaudiya Math started, then a different system started with the emphasis on the presentation as chant Hare Krishna Ma Mantra, and things will be revealed. It's called revelation. But either way, I mean, it's a revelation, because when the guru gives the disciple, that's a revelation. Mm-hmm. Say, if guru, everywhere, everyone will agree, guru is Sakshat Bhagavan. Mm-hmm. Sakshat Hari. So if he sits down with the disciple after meditating on the disciple and meditating on Krishna, somehow he sees or realizes, he sits down and reveals by telling physically, right here on now time, conscious time, this is your identity, etc. That's also Siddhadeya by revelation. Mm-hmm. Now the other, what they mean by revelation, that you just chant Hare Krishna, means that somehow someone's going to tell you. In a dream, mm-hmm. Krishna will come in a dream, or Guru will come in a dream and tell you. In other words, it'll be revealed to you. So, what is the process of revelation? You get a letter in the mail? I doubt it. You get an SMS message on your phone from Airtel? They'll tell you, your Airtel server will tell you what your ID is one day, if your chanting is pure, Shuddha, no? Or you'll, you know, it's like, how? What is the process of revelation? It's you have a spurti, you'll be chanting, and you'll see Krishna, you're praying, Krishna, show me my sroop, so you may see your sroop. In a spurti, that's a deep vision and deep meditation with a very purified mind and heart. Or you may a dream. There, I've met people, Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, that say they had a dream and Guru told them their name and their form and whatnot. No, they hadn't received in any other way their Siddhartha. So these are real things. I don't remember the verse. I heard someone speak recently, one of my teachers. I was asking the same question about the validity of dreams. No, swapna. You know dreams? Dreaming, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I said sometimes devotees dream of Guru or Krishna or Radha or Murtis, etc. And then the teacher said, well, first of all, this is very rare. If it's happening regularly all the time, that means that has a less meaning. Some people have that, they're very vivid imaginations. And they have a background like that, or they're just like that by nature. So every other night they're dreaming of Radha, and so that wouldn't be accounted. So there may be some psychotic thing, but in the general standard amongst sadhu vichara and the consideration of sadhus, that it's rare, and the sadhu, the lady or devotee or man devotee, must be very pure. And if they really are genuine and pure, they may have this experience time to time. And then he cited a verse from Vedanta Sutra. He said, because as soon as I said, are these dreams, how should we think of them? Are they true or false or what? And he said, and I was rather surprised when he said, he's a great pundit also, teacher. He said, they're true. Vedanta Sutra says. And he said, swapne, satyam, satyam. And I was rather amazed. Some of them, I guess it's true, terms and conditions applying. Mm-hmm. It's true, but you know, some drug addict has a dream and that's not true. You know, that he blows up some building, you know, because of his sanskaras in his brain, whatever thoughts are stored in his subconscious. You know. So obviously this type of idea, I haven't seen the verse, and I didn't interrupt the delivery to ask what the verse was. I have an idea I'd like to find out, though. But he was saying that there is some validity, especially if, and I said, because I asked, I said, well, instructions you get in a dream, are they important? He said, yes, they're important. So that would be the way that the advocates of chanting revelation of the Siddhartha only by chanting versus revelation of the Siddhartha by surrendering to a guru that has realized or is following that path. Because revealing means someone is telling you something you don't have. I lost my wealth, and someone says, oh, I can reveal it. You don't reveal it. Revelation is not something you do yourself. Revelation means something comes to you. God gives you. God comes in your dreams, or God, you know, God shows you in your dream or whatever your form. You didn't do it because you're powerless. If it's your free will, you can just sit down. Okay, I see. You can't see. So it's coming from somewhere else. A revelation is a gift. It's a voice. It's a gift. It's a vision. It's an apparition. It's a spurti. From someone else means God. Paramatma. Bhagavan himself. Radharani herself. Parikars, they can come in the heart and reveal. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das. So then, if Guru is right, I can never understand. And the people in this country say, what is this Guru can give? Is that? I said, open up Bhagavatam, there's so many places where Krishna himself is speaking about the identity of Guru. He says, Sakshat Bhagavati. There's many verses besides the prayer we sing every morning at Vishnu Chakravarti. Sakshat Ritvena Samasa Shastra. Many, many verses. It says Sakshat Bhagavat. He says he's directly Bhagavan. It's not like Bhagavan or representative. He's directly. This is the shlokas in the Bhagavatam. There's two verses in the Bhagavatam someone pointed out to me where it mentions this. Maybe 7th and 11th or whatever. And so now if that guru, out of his causes mercy, like God's cause, God is very merciful to me. I'm chanting and praying, oh, what's my sroop? And that night I have a dream and Krishna shows me. Mm-hmm. Or whether I'm praying, oh, Krishna, I want to know my sroop. And I go to a guru and he tells me, and that guru is Krishna telling me. So if Krishna comes in my dream and tells me, or Krishna comes when I'm awake as Guru, because Krishna is Guru, and Krishna, when I'm awake as Guru, tells me my Siddhartha, what is wrong in that? So that's why the thing is, I find most ironical is that members of ISKCON, they say, oh, this is bogus, the guru can't give. I say, well, that means the holy name can't give either, because they're both Divyavastu, they're both transcendental. The holy name is Krishna, and the guru is Krishna. If the guru can't give, then why you took initiation? Why you surrendered to this? You surrendered to a man? You're following a man? No, it's a transcendental entity. Guru Sakshat Bhagavan. So I don't think people are very logical in their thinking. Oh, no, you just have to chant, and God will reveal. Why chant it? How much did I chant my last life? I chanted so much my last life that Krishna directed me to a guru that gives me straight in my nose, my siddhaya. I met people from Russia that actually never had anything to do with ISKCON or Gaudiya Math. They came straight here to Radhakund, they got initiated. And they were following in the net, this and that, or whatever. I don't know. I didn't get into it. But I met some people, a very good devotees here. I said, you were in ISKCON? Like, no. I said, really? I said, yes. I said, you got ISKCON books? No. And then I said, Gaudiya Math? No. I said, how? He said, I was in college, and I was serious about philosophy, and I was just reading this and that. And I just stumbled across, you know, this. I looked up, I typed in love, love means prem, so I typed in prem on Google, and it said, you know, Prema Taranga website or something. And I ended up there, and it's all about Raganuga. RAG is rag, and in America, rag, like old piece of cloth, you know, for cleaning. It's called rag. You know, you used it for dhoti, and now it's junky. So you clean up, rag, you know, painting, you clean your hands. Paint like this. Mm-hmm. So Raganuga or Raganuga. Yes, no, it's rag. You know, it's raga. Because in America, someone sees, oh, Ravi Shankar, this is years ago when I was in college, is coming to play Indian ragas on his sitar. They'll say, oh, Indian ragas. On his rag. At any rate, this is a language problem. But, that's the point. I mean, somehow, if one receives siddhadeya from guru, he's very fortunate. He's very fortunate, and we should appreciate that. And if someone is chanting Hare Krishna and waiting to receive his siddhadeya by the mercy of Krishna one way or another, he's also very fortunate. Both are very fortunate. Because it's Krishna, that the siddhadeya is Krishna's body, it's the expansion of Krishna's body, his spiritual body. Oh, yes. It's made by Krishna, it's all made of love, prema. Mm-hmm. This body we're sitting in is made by us, an independent jiva. Mm-hmm. It's all made of desire. Mm-hmm. Karmatmakam. This is this body, it's just a result of our punya and pap, our bad and good deeds. So it's not transcendental. So Krishna will give us one of his own bodies. That's what it says in third canto, 14th chapter, verse 5, whatever his famous verse talks about. In Vaikuntha, the Lord lives there, and there's so many expansions of his body that are, you know, so many expansions of his body are also there, serving him and waiting to serve him, something like this. So obviously we're Satchidananda, the spiritual body is Satchidananda. Mm. So whatever you have, whatever mercy, whatever we have in our hand, it's called Kripa Patra. Kripa Patra means I'm a recipient of mercy, Kripa. So whatever we have in our hand, it's been given to us by God. God gave me this guru, God gave me this sadhana, God gave me this everything, it's God. But one has to always be progressive in his advancement. Make inquiry and go forward. If the present arrangement is not carrying him forward, then he has to improve the arrangement. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Hi, welcome. Is this a door closed? Yeah. I'd like to get some prasad.